How's KB?
Good. Yeah. He went through probably 85% of the practice. I don't know. A good chunk of the practice. He seemed fine. You know, not 100%, but I think fine. See what he feels like tomorrow. I would say he's likely or probably whatever the one short of definite, but not you know, probable, whatever the hell it is.
Did he say how it sort of happened, or did he just...
I didn't even ask him. I just assumed he was run down.
Sure. Everybody else going to town?
Kept Kurt out. Everybody else went. You know, we alternated a couple guys, but we gave Wally a little off, we gave Kurt a lot off, we gave KD a little off. Everybody else went.
So everybody would be ready for... tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only one who's legitimate to question is Kevin, and I would call him likely or probable or something like that. I think the other guys are all fine.
Try deadline tomorrow. Are you just kind of looking forward to getting that past you guys and being able to focus on that?
Yeah, I mean, you always, as you get closer to it, you always want to get it done just to bring closure to, you know, the situation or, you know, whatever. Even if there's nothing, just it's done, let's move on. I think that it can be unsettling for the players, for sure. So I haven't seen any evidence of that with our guys. I mean, I think our guys have been fine. But, yeah, it's that ends the rumors for a while, you know, for a while anyhow, a couple months, right? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just I think everybody's happy when the deadline comes.
New impressions of the kind of the advancement of Brandon Roy from rookie of the year, and now he's kind of become, quickly emerged as this budding superstar.
I think he's having an excellent year. I think what's impressive is that the team has been successful. I mean, I think the ultimate thing is when an individual improves and he's able to help the team get to the next level or two levels, you know, whatever, higher than they were at. And I think that Portland's by no means a one-man team, but I mean, Brandon's having, I think he's improved. He already had a very good first year, and he's certainly gone to another level, at least beyond that. But I think the thing that's more impressive to me is that the team has also gone to another level. So I mean, I think that makes what he's done even more impressive, and I think it makes it even more significant.
Any like changes that you're thinking about for the lineup?
No, just, you know, keep trying to get Rob some minutes, get Johan some minutes, and. Right, short term right now, I think that would be, you know, that's it. We're not shuffling any other rotation yet.
Any impressions of Robert last night?
I thought he actually played well, particularly early. I thought he got up and down the floor well. I thought he gave us a presence inside. I was very disappointed. I'm disappointed. Obviously, our fans are entitled to do whatever they want, but I think they need to be more understanding of the rehab process that he's gone through and is going through, and they need to be more supportive. He's worked his ass off to get back. First of all, he's in excellent condition. I think today he weighed in at like 262. He's worked so hard all summer and all through this regular season to even get himself to where he's on the floor. And you got to understand that you don't get from where he's at to where he was. You got to go through this process. And the fact that he's done such a good job with Dwight and with the doctors and at practice and with Mark and all this, and is willing to put himself out there when he knows he's not 100%, but that this is part of the process. I know our fans are good fans, but I need to educate them on what he's going through, and we need to be more supportive of him than we're being. I mean, you know, it shouldn't be that it's easier for him to play on the road than it is at home. And to me, if this is me, Robert has not said a word to me, and I haven't talked to him about it, but if I go back to our Detroit game in whatever that month that was, November or December, and last night, I don't know if it's Rob, but I know if I'm Rob and Rob's family, I'm not, I don't like that. Now, so what? you know, that this is me butting in. But I just think our fans need to be more supportive of him. He's breaking his ass to get back as quickly as he can, and they got to understand how far he's come in such a short time. They got to look at, you know, like similar injuries like Kristic in Jersey or what Nene went through in Denver, and the fact that it's, you know, February and he's out there again after having a tough setback when it didn't work out for him when he came back in November. We have to support him more than we're supporting him, I think. And I don't think he was, I didn't think he was that bad. If he had a bad play, that's what it was. And it, you know, I thought the reaction was pretty quick for one. You know, sub one bad play. So I was just disappointed, and I just say it. And I think our fans, I need to explain to our fans how hard he's worked to get where he is, and how it would be easier for him. I think it would be easier for him if we were more supportive of what he's going through, and understanding he's not going to play as well now as he's going to play in 2 weeks, and certainly not as well as he's going to play, you know, next year. But I mean, we can help him, or we can make it, you know, we can be neutral, or we can help him. I think we've even been the opposite, but they can help him. It would be good to see I think it would really be good to see our people support him going through this kind of tough times.
Is he